This is the Urban Christian News Podcast. My name is Danae White. Here are the top stories you need to know about right now. First, according to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, some high-profile names are taking part this week in efforts highlighting criminal justice reform. Yusuf Salem and Raymond Santana, two of the five men exonerated in the 1989 brutal assault of a jogger in New York's Central Park, and author and activist Michelle Alexander will be among speakers during a series of events on the criminal justice system at Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta, Georgia, the home church of civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. They will join the Reverend Raphael G. Warnock and others as part of several days of events addressing the issue of ending mass incarceration. Alexander is the author of The New Jim Crow, Mass Incarceration in the Age of Colorblindness. Rapper, actor, and activist T.I. joined Warnock for a press conference Sunday. Both are participating in a massive Freedom Day bailout and expungement campaign during the End Mass Incarceration conference that will be held Monday through Wednesday. Second, today, according to Christian Headlines, a Los Angeles jury on Monday ordered the filtering company VidAngel to pay $62.4 million in damages, 3 months after a federal judge ruled it had violated copyright laws. The decision may put the company's future in doubt, but VidAngel CEO Neil Harmon vowed to appeal. The company declared bankruptcy in 2017. We disagree with today's ruling and have not lessened our resolve to save filtering for families one iota, Harmon said in a statement. VidAngel plans to appeal the district court ruling and explore options in the bankruptcy court. Our court system has checks and balances, and we are pursuing options on that front as well, he said. Disney, Lucasfilm, Warner Brothers, and 20th Century Fox filed suit in 2016 against the company, which offers a streaming service that allows families and other users to skip objectionable content such as violence, sexuality, and profanity in their movies. Third, today, according to the Associated Press, lawmakers on Wednesday held the first congressional hearing in more than a decade on reparations, spotlighting the debate over whether the U.S. should consider compensation for the descendants of slaves in the United States. The witnesses at the House Judiciary Subcommittee included actor and activist Danny Glover, writer Ta-Nehisi Coates, and Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey, a Democratic presidential candidate. Coates told the panel, "The matter of reparations is one of making amends and direct redress, but is also a question of citizenship." But another writer, Coleman Hughes, who at times testified over boos from the audience, said black people don't need another apology, but safer neighborhoods, better schools, a less punitive criminal justice system, and better health care. The hearing comes amid a growing discussion in the Democratic Party about reparations. Several of the party's presidential candidates have endorsed looking at the idea, though they have stopped short of endorsing direct payouts for African Americans. Fourth, today, according to the Daily Mail, Notre Dame held its first mass since the inferno destroyed the cathedral's roof and spire, with the Paris Archbishop donning a hard hat instead of a mitre. Saturday's Mass at the Gothic building was led by Archbishop Michael Appetit amid reduced attendance for security reasons. Around 30 congregants, including priests, canons, and a number of workers taking part in the church's reconstruction, were admitted. The world watched in horror as the blaze tore through Notre Dame on April 15th, plunging France into national mourning over the loss of priceless works of art and its 600-year-old architecture. Worshippers were not authorized in the cathedral, but watched the Mass on a Catholic TV station that is broadcasting the service. The video showed some burnt wood still in the church, but a famous statue of the Virgin and Child appeared intact behind wooden construction planks. Church leaders are keen to show life goes on as donations to help rebuild it continue to trickle in. Less than 10% of the 850 million euros pledged by billionaires, business leaders and others, however, has been received so far, the French government said. Fifth today, according to Christian headlines, DC Talk, the chart-topping group that gave Christian contemporary music a new sound in the 80s and 90s, is finally getting back together for a tour. Band member Michael Tate told KCIS 98.5 last week that the band will begin touring again in 2020. Next year, DC Talk will be doing a land cruise, Tate said, drawing a distinction between it and the group's performances on the Jesus Freak cruise at sea. We'll be doing tour dates in the States, not announced yet, but it will be very few, but we'll do them each year, 2020, 2021, and probably 2022. I might be the first guy of the band to announce it, he said. Toby Mac and Kevin Max haven't, but it's official, we'll be doing some dates. It would be the band's first tour since the Supernatural Experience tour of 1999. With its combination of rock and hip-hop, DC Talk was one of the most popular Christian groups of the 80s and 90s, winning 4 Grammys and 16 Duff Awards. 6th, according to Reuters, a Vatican document on Monday said the church should consider ordaining older married men as priests in remote areas of the Amazon. A historic shift which some say could pave the way for their use in other areas where clergy are scarce. The recommendation, contained in a working document prepared by the Vatican for a synod of bishops from the Amazon, scheduled for October, also called for some kind of official ministry for women in the area, although it did not elaborate. It was the most direct mention ever in a Vatican document of the possibility of a married priesthood, albeit limited, in a greater ministerial role for women in one area of the world. 7th day, according to the Christian Post, at 105 years old, the Reverend Hattie Mae Allen is a great-great-grandmother who still preaches every week, even though she's been doing it for 57 years. Two Sundays ago, at an event recognizing her decades of passionate ministry in her community at her church in Temple, Texas, known simply as Jesus, she preached a message built, "Where are you and why are you here?" according to TDT News. God's love, she warned, is the only thing protecting human beings from the lake of fire. Bishop Aaron Tolliver of Temple, who oversees Allen's church along with 7 others, says she believes and obeys scripture. "If we don't obey the Bible, there's nothing between us and the lake," said Allen, who came from a family of 12 siblings and has outlived all but 2 of them. "Obedience to scripture and holy living," she warned, "must come first in Christian living. We have to be separate from everything that is not Him. We put Jesus first." 8th today, according to Morningstar News. A young Coptic Christian man has been arrested near Cairo, Egypt, for allegedly insulting Islam after a hacker reportedly posted material on his Facebook page. 25-year-old Fadi Youssef was arrested early in the morning of June 11th, despite having posted a video explaining that hackers had placed the offending material on his Facebook page. The previous night, Muslim extremists angry over the offending material attacked his parents' home. His father, mother, and sister were able to escape minutes before the Muslim extremists broke in. Yusuf posted an apology on the page, saying he would never do such a thing and that people who knew him know this well. His sister, Nermeen Yusuf, also posted a clarification, saying her brother apologized not because he did anything wrong, but because people mistakenly believed that he was the author of the post. 9th today, according to the Daily Mail, an 8th American tourist has died in mysterious circumstances while vacationing in the Dominican Republic. The State Department confirmed that 55-year-old Joseph Allen of Avenel, New Jersey, was found dead in his hotel room at the Tierra Linda Hotel in Sosua. His sister, Jamie Reed, confirmed that he died on the morning of June 13th during a trip to celebrate a friend's birthday. He was not staying at the same resort where many of the other Americans have died. Allen's death comes as more American tourists tell how they have fallen violently ill while vacationing in the sun-soaked paradise. a group of Oklahoma teens a senior trip to the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Punta Cana, where at least two Americans have died, saw at least five members of the 40-strong group from Deer Creek High School get sick after flying out there on June 8th. Liz McLaughlin said that her daughter Libby was among those to fall ill after eating at a Japanese restaurant at the all-inclusive resort last Tuesday. A son has now also come forward to question whether his dad's death a year ago may be related to the recent spate of American tourist deaths. Mark Hurlbut Sr. died on June 15, 2018 in Punta Cana. A coroner there listed his death as a heart attack. Mark Hurlbut Jr. said his father and his wife felt sick the night before he died. She told me that when she found him, that he had something green coming from his mouth, he said. 10th and finally today, according to the Daily Mail, Madonna revealed she would like to have a meeting with Pope Francis in a wide-ranging interview with Andrew Denton, which aired on Tuesday night. In a candid episode of Andrew Denton's interview, the 60-year-old told the Australian journalist that she'd be interested in sitting down with the head of the Catholic Church at the Vatican to discuss what Jesus thought about women's rights. If she had a chance to speak to the Pope, Madonna said she'd ask. Let's talk about Jesus' points of view about women. Let's talk about it. What do you really think he thought of women? And don't you think Jesus would agree that a woman has the right to choose what to do with her body? The singer was optimistic that the meeting may actually occur, adding, one day he might invite me. I think this one might. I think he would be open to having that conversation with me. You can read these stories and more at urbanchristiannews.com. In closing, remember, God loves you. He always has and He always will. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, today is a good day to get to know Him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart, and He will. Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Thanks so much for listening, and may God bless your day.